Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Happy Tuesday, Yahias.
Sonny, I understand you'll be kicking off with African football.
Yahias, joining us once again on The Voice of America from Johannesburg is our African football guru, David Legg. Good evening, David.
Thank you, Sonny.
David, with qualifying matches scheduled for next month in the Africa Cup of Nations tournament, the Ebola outbreak remains a cause for concern in how it will affect those qualifiers.
Voice of America!
Can you give our Voice of America listeners an update?
Yes, Sonny. Unfortunately, just as I predicted, problems increasing as far as the Ebola virus crisis is concerned, and Togo, who are in the same group as Guinea, one of the affected countries, they have said they're not going to play in Guinea. And I think, Sonny, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm expecting more to come. Just to fill our listeners in, there are three groups that have countries that have been affected by the Ebola virus and where there have been a lot of deaths. In fact, as I speak to you, the figure of casualties is now hovering around the 1,000 mark. And it would be a brave person who would predict that that figure is not going to grow. And on behalf, I think, of the sunny side of sport, we wish all those health workers in Guinea, in Sierra Leone, in Nigeria, and in Liberia all the very best. This, Sonny, is bad, bad news for Africa. But returning to the Cup of Nations, Togo are due to start their campaign in Guinea, and the other matches that are going to have an immediate effect are Sierra Leone are due to travel to Ivory Coast, and Rwanda are due to travel to Nigeria. Now, I foresee, Sonny, three problems. The first one is that countries due to visit these three West African nations will not want to do so. In fact, they may well be advised by their governments not to travel. The second problem is going to be when it comes to Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria traveling, and their first matches in the groups will be Guinea going to Uganda, Sierra Leone going to Ivory Coast, and Nigeria coming to my place, South Africa. And again, the governments will say, we cannot admit these players in. The risk is too great. And this has happened once already, Sonny. The Seychelles would not allow the Sierra Leone team to travel to that island in the Indian Ocean, and the Seychelles had to forfeit the tie. Now, one way out of a situation like this is to play in neutral venues. You could, for example, say to Guinea and Togo, right? Both matches will be played at a neutral venue in terms of fairness. But I cannot imagine any country with this Ebola virus situation permitting countries like Sierra Leone, Guinea, and Nigeria to come to their neutral country to play their matches. So whatever way you look at it, Sonny, it's really a very serious situation. And I trust those top officials of the Confederation of African Football in Cairo are working overtime to come up with some sort of a solution. Every time I phone CAF, they just tell me that they're monitoring the situation. Well, we need a little bit more now, with less than a month ago, than just monitoring. I think we need some action. But the Togolese, they are the first to take a concrete move. Their football association have said that because of Ebola, they do not want their national team to go into harm's way to travel to Guinea. Very worrying situation.
David, let's turn now to African club football. Action recently in the CAF Champions League. How about the results?
The results, Sonny, in Group A, Zamalek of Egypt 0, Vita of DR Congo 1, and TP Mazembe of DR Congo 3, El Hilal of Sudan 1. Now, Mazembe and Vita have got 10 points each, and Zamalek and Hilal have got 4 points each. And with just one round to go, that means Zamalek and Hilal cannot possibly catch up on the top two. So a very big congratulations to the Democratic Republic of Congo. For the first time ever, Sonny, they've got two of their clubs through to the semifinals. And all that awaits us now is to know who will finish first. And as luck would have it, in the final round of matches on August 22, 23, and 24, Vita will host Mazembe in Kinshasa. And whoever wins that match will finish first. If it's a draw, Mazembe will finish on top under the head-to-head rule. The Vita winner came from Setamu. He's a Ugandan who celebrates his 20th birthday this week. And he scored after 56 minutes. A good away win that for Vita over a Zamalek team that really haven't lived up to expectations, Sonny. They started reasonably well, but in their last two games at home to Mozambique, 0-0 draw, and then Vita, a 0-1 defeat. So they only took 1 point out of a possible six. Hilal, unfortunately, equally disappointed and well beaten by Mozambique. Mozambique, in fact, were three goals ahead before El Tayeb scored a late goal for Hilal. And it's interesting to note the Mozambique scorers, because they are very much the what I call the United Nations team of Africa. The first goal came from Kalaba. He's a Zambian. The second goal came from Ashanti. He's a Ghanaian. And the third goal came from Traore, and he's a Malian. And just to answer some of our inquisitive listeners, yes, there are a couple of Congolese in the team as well, but not too many. Switching then, Sonny, to Group B, Anton Satif of Algeria 2, Esperance of Tunisia 2, and Al-Hilal Benghazi of Libya 0, CS Sfaxien of Tunisia 1. And here, too, we now know the qualifiers for the semifinals. The table looks as follows. Sfaxien 10 points, Satif 9, surprise, surprise, Esperance only 4 points, and Benghazi 4 points. So Esperance and Benghazi are eliminated, but they will play each other in the final round to decide who finishes third. And as luck would have it again, just as in the other group, the top two teams meet in the final round. It'll be Sfaxien at home to Satif. Sfaxien need a draw to finish first, and Satif must win that match. A real thriller, the match between Satif and Esperance. Now, Esperance had to win to have any chance of survival, to have any hope of going through to the semifinals. And Akaichi scored after just 7 minutes to give the Tunisian blood and gold the lead. However, the Satif Black Eagles hit back with Janitz equalizing after 27 minutes from the penalty spot and putting his side ahead early in the second half. Akaichi scored again after 72 minutes, but Esperance needed that victory. They needed another goal. It would not come. And so the title favourites are out at the group stage. Sfaxien, under the leadership now of the well-known Frenchman Philippe Troussier, who is known in Africa as the White Witch Doctor, they scored their second victory in the space of 2 weeks, a goal from Sassi midway through the second half. So once again, Sonny, the qualifiers for the semifinals are Mazembe and Vita from the Democratic Republic of Congo, Sfaxien of Tunisia, and Satif of Algeria. But in both groups, we still don't know who will finish first. And interestingly, we could end up with a Champions League final between Sfaxien and Mazembe. And they are exactly the same two teams who played last year in the final of the Confederation Cup.
Thanks, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg, speaking with us once again from Johannesburg, South Africa. Now let's go to Marrakesh, Morocco, where it's the third day of competition at the African Championships in Athletics. Highlighting Monday's action, an Ivorian sprinter set a national record in the men's 100-meter dash, as we hear now from our Daybreak Africa sportsman, Mark Ouma.
Winfred Kofi Hua improved Ivory Coast's 100-meter national record when he won the event in 10.05 seconds. Nigerians Mark Jelks and Edward Monzavu were second and third, respectively. Nigerian Blessing Okagbare reclaimed the women's 100-meter crown she first won 4 years ago. What's more, she improved her championship record with a winning time of 11 seconds. She was followed across the finish line by Ivory Coast's Muriel Ahore and Marie-Josée Talou. South African Rikanet Steenkamp and Ivory Coast's Rosvita Okoo were credited with an identical time of 13.26 seconds in women's 100-meter hurdles. Steenkamp was declared winner, while Nigeria Nicole Denby bagged the bronze medal. Earlier on, Burkina Faso's Letitia Bambara won the women's hammer throw with a 65.44 meter effort. Senegal's defending champion Ami Sey was second, while Tunisian Sarah Ben Saad placed third.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOANews.com.
And when you visit VOANews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled Kenyan Javelin Thrower Julius Yego. Julius is defending his African title this week in Marrakesh. And you might say Julius has taken a high-tech approach to becoming African and Commonwealth champion in the javelin. To improve his technique, Julius studied YouTube videos of athletes like Czech great Jan Železný, the three-time Olympic champion and world record holder in the javelin. And clearly, Julius learned a lot from those YouTube videos. If you base it on his recent performances, his distance in the javelin has improved steadily over the past 5 years. And last year at the World Championships in Moscow, Julius Yego set a personal and Kenyan national record of 85.40 meters.